the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay? No! No!
Now that track, while it is a retrospect favourite, was not in fact my choice for the show, because this episode 358 of Retrospect is a very special episode. It is the very first in a kind of guest selector show, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome to the line uber fan of Retrospect, Mr. Steve Ockerman. Good evening.
Beautiful.
Steve, tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina, looking at a beautiful sunset right now.
Lovely. Well, Steve has been a fan of Retrospect for quite some time always gives very thoughtful and erudite feedback on the episodes, a lot of personal messages, which is great. So I've reached out for this first of what I think will be a short series of shows where Retrospect fans get to have a say what is played. So, Steve, the selections in this episode, all yours.
Yes, they are. And it's the songs that I really like. They're not necessarily the most played songs, but they stick in my head and I love them.
I can certainly vouch for the song that opened tonight's episode, The Sonics with Strychnine. Actually, that was one of the first garage songs that got me hooked on this genre a number of years ago. I'm interested, Steve, to hear from you about your discovery of this cooler side of 60s music. How did you get hooked into this sort of stuff?
My brother-in-law, Ryan, he owned a UCD store, and I was telling him how bored I was with rock and roll at the time. I just was hearing the same things on the radio over and over that I'd heard since I was a kid. And he handed me a handmade compilation that had no information. It was just songs. And so I started looking them up. And you know how when you get on iTunes, it recommends podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I kept seeing sort of an exasperated-looking guy in a black-and-white photo. And so I looked that up and played one, and I was hooked.
Wow, on Retrospect, just like that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So you had one vague compilation CD, and that was your way in, and then through the show.
Yeah, it was funny because there was no information, and I just, all I had was was music playing, and I think I looked up the Barbarians, and maybe there was something with a Swami, and that's the only things I could find on iTunes.
Well, very glad to have you as a retrospect listener, and a really, really great choice to get the show underway with the Sonics.
Much of this material has been described as an illustrated, detailed course in perversion.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast.
So this is Retrospect episode 358, our guest selector episode. I'm joined by Steve Ockerman from Charlotte, North Carolina, part of the states I really would like to visit. A very good college friend of mine lives in Charlotte as well. Steve, your next choice in the show.
Yeah, the Toads. You played it one time, and it just kind of stuck with me. And it's not a perfect song, and it's not super professional, but it sounds kind of like they're in the middle of a move while they're recording it. But it was so catchy, and I just couldn't resist it.
Toads is actually spelled T-O-D-E-S. They're from Provo, right. Utah. But they did travel to L.A. and cut what was their only single. The A-side was called Good Things, but you've chosen the B-side. And I know I've played this on the show before, but I suspect only once because I would recognize this title. Steve, let us know what the song is.
It's the Toads, 137 seconds, Cruise Below Zero.
Take God's name in vain, but they don't know how to take God's name aright. It's these kind of things that destroy America.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Give them for the birth and peace. I want mine. What I want, I want it right now. Here's a track from an Auckland 60s garage band, The Zarks. I'm Larry Killip. I was in that band. In 1968, we did some homemade recordings, and here is one right now on Retrospect.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This is episode 358. I'm Phil Gray, your host, and I am joined by uber fan of Retrospect, Steve Ockerman, who is responsible for all of the choices in this episode, and actually superb choices they are too. So we had a very obscure band out of Utah called the Toads, top of the set with 137 seconds grooves below zero.
This song is by the Coachmen. And it's a song that everybody's heard, I think, and I've been hearing this song since I was a little kid. And I will say this is my favorite version of this song ever. Money, that's what I want.
Now, that was a B-side from 1965 of a 45, and they credited it to a B Strong, which is Barrett Strong, but Barrett Strong didn't write the song at all. Barrett Strong was the first person to record this for Tamla. It was actually written by Berry Gordy and Janie Bradford from Tamla Records. So the Coachman, Money, That's What I Want. And then?
The Zarks. I love the Zarks. Kiwi rock at its best, garage punk. These guys sort of do it for me. They sort of are the epitome to me of what garage punk should be. I love their backstory. I love their music. And I love the touch of the Beatles. The Zarks with In My Own Time.
Very obscure New Zealand band, actually. They didn't actually really release anything, as far as I know. Those recordings done on a cassette deck, a domestic kind of cassette recorder, in a basement in a house in Auckland. Yeah, about as obscure as it gets. Three fine choices, Steve. Plenty more to come, straight after this.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
It's inappropriate, it's not nice.
This is a song you've all heard. Hey, Joe. By a band called The Music Machine. This is a wonderful, slow, heartbreaking version of the classic Hey Joe.
Seen with another man. I'm gonna kill my woman. She's been seen with another man. Hey Joe, do you think you'll ever die? Hey Joe, now do you think you'll ever die? I don't believe in money, fortune, fame, all dirty lies. I don't believe in money, fortune, fame, or dirty lies. Hey Joe, tell me where you're gonna go. Hey Joe, tell me where are you gonna go? I guess I'll take my life down to Mexico.
Yeah. stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Hey, this is Rick Sorcy, drummer from the Cave Dwellers, Chicago's original garage rock band. Hey, Steve, we're so glad you chose our track Runaround for this special episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. You obviously have impeccable taste, man. We recorded a Runaround in 1967, and it got airplay from Chicago radio stations WLS and WCFL. We're honored you selected our song. Here it is, Steve Ackerman from Charlotte, North Carolina. The Cave Dwellers with Runaround.
Album from the 13th Floor Elevators, Foe of the Woods. From one mind to another, to you, the elevators say,
I put Barnyard to stretch up a little.
Barnyard Blue. And the spirit of the elevators is living on.
In the wisdom of life, ever known, and the spirit of us living on.
It lives in the new Bull of the Woods album, available at Bay Area record shops.
Retrospect.
Your dinghy just
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 358. And I'm joined by Steve Ockerman, who is our guest selector for this episode, and four mighty fine choices. The Music Machine with Hey Joe, top of the set, a garage classic.
The Vampires with Fire.
Real obscurity from the Vampires. In fact, I don't really know anything about them. There was an album called Fire and Fire the Hill, perhaps, on Orchard Music, part of Norton Records. Then we had a retrospect favourite, our good friends out of Chicago, Chicago's original garage punk band, the Cave Dwellers. And Steve, great choice from them. That absolutely is my favourite Cave Dwellers track as well. Run Around.
And that was the 13th Floor Elevators with absolutely one of my favourites, Living On, a different version, and I just can't get enough of the 13th Floor Elevators.
We've talked about this band between us a number of times. Yeah, fantastic band. A retrospect favourite as well. That version of Living On, described as an acetate version, that comes from a really wonderful box set called Sign of the Three-Eyed Men. So the Music Machine, the Vampires, the Cave Dwellers, and the 13th Floor Elevators. Coming up next, Steve's Picks Global Garage. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Here's one from the band Los Psychos, Cementario. This is a band that is not very well known in the United States, but they are from Lima, Peru, and they're sort of credited at this point as being one of the earliest, if not the first, punk bands.
Con la caudete de sillón.
You don't get much worse. I didn't like it.
Richard speaks.
That was the first in our Global Garage set for this week's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, Los Psychos. The first track we had there, Cementario, out of Peru.
And that was Los Shanes with El Tren Pasa Esta Noche, The Train Keeps Rolling. A terrific version of a Yardbirds classic.
Yeah, Los Shanes, like a wild version. Yeah, they're out of Peru as well. Although they did four albums. But actually, they also did the soundtrack to a Mexican movie called Las Psychedelicas. So I guess they're Mexican enough. Well, Steve has more Global Garage choices straight after this.
This same type of rot and decay caused 16 of the 19 major civilizations to vanish from the earth.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
So we had a couple of Global Garage tracks there. We've got another couple of selections from Steve, but I'm interested, Steve, in your embracing of Global Garage. Were you aware of this sort of music existing outside the States at all prior to maybe hearing Retrospect?
Not in the slightest. It was not even on my radar. And to find out that there was rock and roll from Cambodia and south of the border in Lima and places like that, it was kind of a revelation. And this is all new music to me, and I just love hearing this new music.
It's been one of the most exciting things for me hosting the show too. I think I first became aware of some of the group sound stuff. I got the GS I Love You compilation years and years ago, And that just blew my mind. I had never considered that garage punk existed outside of the USA, which is the classic definition of garage punk music or garage rock music. The other interesting thing is that not all parts of South America had this sort of music at all. It can be a volatile part of the world. And I have a good friend from a Latin American country. And I became aware of just how sometimes isolated little spots of this music were, like Peru, absolutely. But other countries, depending on which dictator was in power at the time, what music they allowed to be played. This particular friend became a big Elvis fan because she grew up watching Elvis movies dubbed into Spanish, but was not aware of a lot of other kind of rock and roll music happening. So, yeah. Really interesting story, and each of these countries and each of these bands have an interesting story about how they came to embrace or sometimes mimic stuff from continental USA.
What I really love about it is that even though I can't understand almost anything that they're singing about, I can catch a glimpse here and there. It just rocks, and it makes me slap the side of my car as I'm driving down the road and tap my toes, and it's still great, great rock and roll.
Absolutely. And actually, your next pick in this week's Global Garage set really epitomizes that. This one, I've had a number of times on the show, but boy, does it warrant repeat plays. Out of Cambodia, Yol Olorong, or Yos Alarang. I see it written different ways, but we'll stick with Yol Olorong. He is a Cambodian rock and roller who, unfortunately, along with most of his contemporaries, did not survive the brutal dictatorship that came to power in Cambodia. He was real rock and roll, and you see the photos, and he reminds me almost of someone like Gene Vincent.
Yeah, and you know, what's great, Phil, is that I feel like we need to keep his music alive, but I don't have to try. It's just so good, so listenable, and it's sort of a heartbreaking backstory.
Yeah, it is. This is a fantastic song, though. You've written it as Gias Ciclo. I've seen it written just as Ciclo, so either or. But the phenomenal Yol Olorong out of Cambodia with Ciclo.
Ciclo. Ciclo. Ciclo. Ciclo.
Down the way of other nations come. We refuse to know to do right. We refuse to do right.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
She wanna beg for fire. It feels so, so very wrong, baby. I found out. Right. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Oh, I got a good reason for taking the easy way out. She was a Jack Pepper, yeah. One way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. For taking the easy way out. Got a good reason. Went the easy way out. She was a jackpot, yeah. A one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. All right then, baby. She was a jackpot, yeah. One way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. I said, Wappa, I said, come a little closer, Wappa. Oh no, no, Wappa. I said, one more time now, Wappa.
This is Steve Ackerman with Phil Gray on Retrospect. First up, we had Yol Olorong from Cambodia.
And then a bit of group sounds. Now, Steve, you were not sure which group sounds track you wanted. You issued me instructions. So this one, I suppose, was my pick. You said anything group sounds so long as it rocks. So I found, I needed to do a bit of listening because so much amazing group sound stuff. But I went with a band that you can see up on our Facebook page right now, a band called The Spiders with their cover of Day Tripper. Off a comp called Go Go Group Sounds from Japan 1965 to 1969, and I hope you appreciate that choice. I really think this one does rock.
It sure does, Phil. Fantastic.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
You're with episode 358 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. Please don't forget, back episodes available, and there's about 40 or 50 of them at any one time. Apple Podcasts is the best place because you can rate and review the show, and I'd appreciate that enormously. But any good podcasting app on your mobile, just search for Retrospect Garage Punk, you'll find us. Okay, we've got a couple more global garage tracks, and again, Steve issued a challenge to me to find a cool version of a Retrospect favourite, Gloria, the Van Morrison classic. It is still to this day my favourite song, I think. Yes, it is, of all time. So I found one that I don't think I've played before, a picture of these guys on our Facebook page as well. They're out of France. They're called Les Fancy Goods. It's off a 1967 four-track EP, which also has two Rolling Stones tracks, Under My Thumb and Get Off of My Cloud. That's a very American way of that sentence being read. And I Can Only Give You Everything, and, of course, the version of Gloria. So, Steve, I hope you approve of my selection of a cover of Gloria. This is Les Fancy Goods.
Thank you.
will let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Top of that set, French band called Les Fancy Goods with their cover of Gloria. Now, apparently, the backstory, 1966, Christian DuPont met a guy called Pierre Bourin on the bus going to school. They recognized themselves as mods by their clothing. Now, I'm reading this from Google Translate, so it may get a bit murky from here on in. Les Fancy Goods quickly put together a repertoire of coverings, mainly from the Rolling Stones, who remained their influence, the main thing, both musically and visually. So two Rolling Stones tracks on that that fantastic EP from Les Fancy Goods. Then we had
The Brothers, band from New York, and they were in fact brothers with their version or their song, A Bad Way to Go.
That's one that appears on Volume 8 of the Pebbles compilations. Yeah, four brothers from the Delia or Dahlia family. The Brothers. The Brothers with a U, if you're looking that one up.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I'll give you an unbiased opinion. It stinks.
We're almost at the end of Retrospect for this week. Steve, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It's been a pleasure having somebody else choose the music for a change. Steve, you've been listening to the show for quite a while. It's some months, if not years, that you've been giving me feedback on each episode. From all the bands we've played, can you pick some favourite bands or maybe favourite songs, aside from what you've put into this episode, which has been fantastic, may I say?
The 13-4 Elevators are always a favourite. I like The Litter. The Litter's great.
Yeah.
The Sonics, of course, are always wonderful. You turned me on to the Los Nuggets. And there's a wonderful number of bands in that huge compilation. I'm still working my way through that one, and I love that compilation.
I particularly enjoy digging up really obscure covers of songs that everybody knows. And I'll tell you what, you have a party, you have a barbecue, like I do a lot, and I know you hang around a fire a bit too. Put on a playlist of group sounds and Latin American covers of Beatles, Stones, Doors, The Who, that sort of stuff. People are blown away. What?
That's exactly right. They've heard the music, they never heard that version, and they like it.
Yeah.
And I love that there's always, almost always, a Beatles influence. You can hear it over and over again, and it just blossoms from there.
Yeah. Well, it's been an exciting journey for me, and I know that we've had discussions about the 34 Elevators, about I've encouraged you to explore their music. You've become a big fan as well. You know that a couple of years ago, I was lucky enough to see Rocky Erickson performing way down here in New Zealand, which was a big thrill for me. We're almost at the end of the show. Speaking of the 34 Elevators, this is your final pick for the show. Tell us about it.
Phil, this is by a group called The Spades, which was a group that first performed You're Gonna Miss Me and first recorded it, and it was by Rocky, and Rocky was the one singing on that track. It sounds different, but it's the same, and it's wonderful.
Sun greets the dawn. You're gonna wake up one morning as the sun greets the dawn. You're gonna look around in your mind, girl. You're gonna find that I am gone. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize. You didn't realize.
Well, that's the end of episode 358 of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This is the first guest selector show. I've been joined by Steve Ockerman from Charlotte, North Carolina. I've got another Retrospect fan in my sights as well. Could it be you? We'll see in coming weeks, so who takes up the challenge. But Steve, thank you so much for putting the time into doing this. I know you're a very busy man there in Charlotte. You know, sometimes it's good to go back and re-listen to stuff, and I know you've listened to a hell of a lot of episodes of this show.
That's right, Phil. I think I've listened to over 250 at this point, and I love playing them in my car. I have kind of a new car, and I don't think it's ever played anything except retrospect, which is fun.
So we had in the show fine choices, all Steve's choices. We had the Sonics, the Toads, the Coachman, the Zarks from Auckland, New Zealand, the Music Machine, the Vampires, Chicago's, the Cave Dwellers, 34 Elevators, Los Psychos, Los Shanes, Yol Orlerong, the Spiders, Lay Fancy Goods, the Brothers, and our final track there, the Spades. Great way to wrap the show. Again, Steve, thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for joining me on the line, and thanks for listening and being a fan. Your feedback and your support is always appreciated.
Thank you, Phil.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.